Steve singing some Christmas songs for you. Thank you. you've enjoyed the tape so far. We tried to get everybody on to give you some idea of what they thought about Christmas and tell you what they got. And tried to play a little organ music for you. Just give you an idea of kind of what goes on here at Christmas time. This is Thursday afternoon. I'm trying to finish up the tape so I can get it boxed up and mail it. We still having some kind of wet and bad weather. We had storm warnings out last night. I understand they were all across the country, but all we got out of it was some high wind, fair amount of rain, but the weather is nice and warm. It's one good thing about it, so I guess it isn't all bad. Now, I told you that Steve apparently celebrated too much, got sick. He seems all right now. I think he just ate too much and didn't agree with him. He's back almost to normal, running wild. And the kids is having a lot of fun. They've really got carried away with the little walkie-talkies now. They're all over the neighborhood with them. There's about five or six boys in the neighborhood about the same age, and I think they've all got walkie-talkies now. That's one of the worst messes you ever did hear. But it keeps them out of meanness. I didn't hear anything from Harold and Jerry this Christmas. I haven't seen them for quite some time now. In fact, I haven't talked to them on telephone for close to a month. They don't come to church anymore. There's a couple of guys that Harold knew pretty well out there. He's been asking about him, and I've called Harold a couple of times trying to get him interested in coming back. And I suppose they're too busy with other things. I intended to go over Christmas Day, but there was so much activity going on here and one thing and another, and the weather was so bad that I just didn't go over. The last couple of times I went over, they weren't home anyway. Seems like they're gone the biggest part of the time when I go over. So I guess they go their way, and we go ours. Reed stopped by Saturday to wish Mildred a happy birthday or a happy Christmas. We don't see him very much more, especially in the wintertime. Summer he stops by every once in a while, but I don't think he goes a whole lot anymore because of the way Edna is, and Mildred don't go over there much anymore because, well, you know, they never get along too good anyway, and Edna's really getting in bad shape now. Apparently her mind's just about gone. Reed says she's getting out. She acts just like a little kid. That you just can't rely on her, hardly to be trustworthy herself. Says that about the only work she'll do around the house, she'll go out and sweep the front porch three or four times a day. And, the way he tells it's just like her mind's completely gone. And, of course, he's pretty bad shape with emphysema now, so I think he's getting ready to retire. And when he retires, you'll probably have to put her in an institution somewhere. And he may move back down in there somewhere to get away from all this dirt. But they really got a bad setup over there now. Well, I see the tape's about out, so I wish you a belated Merry Christmas, and we'll be looking to hear from you.